This is Chris Fisher and the people of Pauling, and what is your name?
My name is Jeff Asher.
And Jeff, how long have you lived in Pauling?
Well, it's coming on 40 years. It's hard to believe, but we moved in 1986.
And what brought you here?
Well, to tell you what brought me here, I have to go back a little bit. I graduated at Syracuse and went immediately to Schenectady, New York, General Electric's Research and Development Center. I got a PhD in gas dynamics, fluid mechanics, and that was one place that could really use me because they have jet engines. I stayed there about 11 years and then did something that no one's doing these days, and that is look at the Sunday Times for ads. And in 1986, there was an ad for Consumer Reports Associate Technical Director. And I've been reading Consumer Reports all my life, crazy. You know, and I don't read novels, I read Consumer Reports. And I just love the organization. It protects the consumer, advocates for the consumer. It's really independent. It was a dream. And so I really worked hard to get in there. They were in Mount Vernon, New York at that point, long way from Schenectady. But I sold myself and got the position. And getting the position is one thing. In 1986, the mortgage rates were about 16%. So getting something, being able to buy something in that area was really difficult. So we kept going farther and farther north. Westchester was out of the question. And finally got to Dutchess County in Pauling. And found a lovely home in the village at 34 Coulter. And we knew this was the place we wanted to be. And so that's how we arrived in Pauling, kind of by accident.
What do you think makes Pauling unique?
That's an easy one. I've been using that the motto of Pauling's schools as a real reckoning of why people love Pauling. It's small, but has diverse opportunities. So you can be a really big fish if you want to be in a relatively small pond and do things you could never do in a bigger community. And that really set me up for being involved in some very wonderful things in Pauling.
What do you think is Pauling's greatest challenge?
The challenge is the same. You know, if you have a small community that is dependent on people volunteering, that means you got to step up. You got to really be able to. And not step up just because of ego, but because you really want to do something for the community. And that was easy for me because in retirement, I retired in 2006, I wanted to continue the work of helping people. And how do you do that in a small community? And there are diverse ways. Thanks to the small nature of Pauling.
Yeah, this is the hard one. What is your favorite memory in Pauling? And it can be anything. It could be as small and significant to you as a birthday. It could be as big as a community event. It can be anything.
The thing that comes to my mind, it's probably because it was fairly recent, was. So I've been a member of Pauling Rotary, and we believe that our focus should be service up for the youth of our community. And so what we do annually is we have this Family Fun Fest. It's in the fall, open to everybody free of charge. And the kids that come in are just so ecstatic to be there and not have to worry about having their parents pay for this, pay for that. There are pony rides, there's hay rides, there's pumpkin painting, face painting. All these things are done, and it's absolutely free to them because we have sponsors that have actually paid to put on this event. And that money that we're paid, of course, then goes to charities locally. So this last time that we had our annual family fest, it was a beautiful day. And my favorite thing is the thing I'm responsible for, which is the cow poop, cow chip, which you and I both were involved in. And the idea is wherever the cow poops, that square out of one out of 400 becomes the winner. And if you bought that square, you win $1,000. And in this case, we had the interim superintendent of schools wound up being that person, which was incredible. And he gave back half of it, which was just lovely. So, that's just one of so many things that have happened in this community that I really just love. I could talk on for others as well, as you might imagine.
Is there anything else you want to add that you want forever recorded?
My time on the school board, because I never would have expected to do that again, could not have in a bigger community. I was even president of the board for 2 years. We did something that I think will serve this community very well, but it only will do so because the voters approved it. And that was a $48 million capital improvement fund. Now probably about 8 years ago, something like that, but we're still finishing it up because there was so much work to be done. But the multi-use track that's there now that we can use at night is something that gives the communities just a special place all within Dutchess County. Other schools come here to use that track. We have science technology improvements that have occurred. And things as even the drama and music, we fixed up the auditorium so that that was also assisted, because the building, the high school, was actually built in 1960, so it really needed a major refurbishment. But that being able to sell that to the community and have them approve it, and now live to see all of that being done, it's just wonderful. It's going to help us as a community. It's going to help the kids going forward.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
My pleasure.